Today, I would like to talk about Chasaka Sutta, right? The six sets of the six. Right? This is Majjhima Nikaya, Upparipanasa Pali. Right? So please look at the sheet, right? The number one page. The Buddha dared the monks, right? The Buddha, he will teach them the holy and pure life. One must understand, right? This is teaching of the Buddha directly, right? Today I import everything from the Sutta directly, right? So the Buddha dared the monks, he will teach them the holy and pure life. One must understand, right? The six internal bases, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind, right? The six. The six external bases, form, sound, odor, flavor, tangible, and mind object, right? This is internal. External, right? The six classes of consciousness. I consciousness, right? So he explained more detail, right? I consciousness depend on eyes and forms. Ear consciousness, ear and forms. Nose, tongue, and body and mind, right? The six classes of the conduct. I conduct depend on eye and forms. Consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is conduct. Ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. The six classes of feeling. Feeling from the eye conduct, from the ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. The six classes of craving. One from each of these feelings, right? Actually, this sutta explains to you how do you have kilesa attachment from seeing, hearing, right? Then the smelling, right? Then tasting, touching, right? Then feeling in my object, right? So every day, right, we are seeing, we are hearing, we are eating, we are smelling, right, we are touching, and we are feeling something, right? So every day, if we do not observe, then we have a lot of right, lobha, dosa, moha, right, for example. When you go to the church, or when you go to the other place, right? If someone wearing their beautiful clothes, right, they use their perfume, right? Then you feel good, right? So you smell very good, you feel very good. But if you see something, right, if someone smells not very good, right? Wearing their clothes, not very, very good, then you feel sometimes unpleasant sensation, right? So you don't, for example, if someone close to you, then the feeling is, the smell is not very good. Right? You feel sometimes agitated, angry, that you want him or her go away, right? So same thing like that. That's why this sutta explained detail, how do you get the kilesa? From seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, right? Then if anyone sees the eye consciousness, eye contact, feeling or craving itself that makes no sense because one can see that each of these arise and fall away. So it makes no sense for this to be self, same for the other five groupings. Where does identity come from? One look at any of these, right? The 36 things, the six set of the six, right? Then say, this is my. This is I am. This is myself. This identity vanishes where one ceases seeing these things as me, things, myself. Let's look at six feelings again. These feelings are pleasant, leading to the craving, right? Or unpleasant, leading to aversion, right? If neither pleasant or unpleasant, if one does not understand as it is actually is there, origination, disappearance, gratification, danger, escape, regarding that. Then tendency to ignorance. Ignorance remains within oneself. You simply don't abandon suffering without abandoning the underlying tendency to craving, aversion of ignorance. If you can have the feelings and not produce craving, aversion of ignorance, one can abandon suffering here as now, right? So this, the Buddha explained, right? When you see something, then you feel you like it. Then you attached. You have the lobha, right? Attachment. Sometimes you don't like it, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, right? Then you have the aversion, right? You feel you don't like it, then the aversion stays in your mind. Sometimes you don't really pay attention, means that you don't note. If you don't note, it means that you have the delusion, right? Because when the object comes, you don't really pay attention, means that you don't know it is cool or not. Means that even you don't know it is cool or not, right? If you don't know it is cool or not, means that you have delusion, moha. For example, when you are driving the car, right? Actually, you are driving this way every day. But if you don't really pay attention, sometimes even the famous things near the highway, but you don't see it. For example, here, this is DMC, right? So I believe many people are driving their car on the highway, right? So if you don't really pay attention, they don't even know this is DMC or this, the monastery can look like a difference, right? Should be the meditation center or something like that, right? Means that they don't pay attention. If they don't pay attention someday, means they have their delusion, right? So means when we see something, then we have to note everything carefully. Means if you see God, if you see not God, if you see God, not God, still need to note. Then if we note, then we don't have the attachment or aversion or delusion, right? Because we know that. So that's why the Buddha explained, when we see something, for example, when you are driving the car, right? So someone plays the Mexican music, right? So if you don't like it, sometimes you feel like aversion. You hear the music. Then at that moment, you should note hearing. Then if you feel it, and then didn't like it, you feel not very good, do not go, not go, not go, right? Now, then in this way, you can move your aversion right away. Otherwise, the hearing, the anger, actually stay in your mind, arise. That's why this paragraph explained, right? Actually, you hear the music, you don't like it, then you don't know that, then the aversion, I stay their mind, actually, right? So then if someone plays the music, you like it, you hear, right? Then actually when you like it, then you have the desire, right? At that moment, You have to note hearing, hearing. Then when you feel good, like it, just note like it, right? In this way, you can remove the desire right away, right? And otherwise, then the glitter stay in our mind, like, right? I will give you more clear example. For example, sometimes some people, when they see something, then they don't like it. They hate each other, right? From like driving their car or something. Then if they don't like it, then they hate it. They cannot let the hatred, right? They cannot let go the hatred from their mind. Then they have a lot of anger from or seeing or from the driving or something, right? Then they want to hit the other's car, right? They want to get trouble or something like that, right? Because that when they see something, even someone make mistake, but then other people feel bad, right? Then they cannot let the anger go away. Then they want to do something. They want to hit other's cars or they want to shoot, right? That's why many people, right? So when they feel do not like it, they cannot let the anger go away. Even though they stay almost all 3 years, 4 years, but they still have a lot of anger in their mind when they see it, right? That's why they always trying to do something if they don't like it, right? That's why they trying to find their lie or their gun or weapon, right? They trying to shoot, right? So because when they seeing, hearing, smelling, distinct, touching, then they have the hatred. Then at that moment, they cannot note that their hatred increase in their mind. Then they want to kill others, right? They want to harm others. They want to destroy others' family, business. They want to destroy others' life. When they see something they like it, then they also want to do something. They want to steal, right? That they want to, destroy others, right? The business, because they want to gain more. That's why from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, many people have many kilesa every day, right? Every day. So of course, so if you don't know how to observe, right? So then the kilesa might stay in our mind, right? Then when we know, we understand how to observe, right? How to observe. Then we observe carefully. Then we see something, we know that the kilesa go away, right? Then especially when you are coming to DMC. When we are observing the meditation object, right? You are not only observing the rising falling. You are observing the many objects, right? You are observing the rising, falling. When you feel pain, you know the pain. When you feel, sometimes you feel comfortable, you know the comfortable. Sometimes you feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you feel agitated, upset, worried, right? For many things, right? Then you know that. Actually, when you know that, the things, that's when go away. If the things go away from your mind, even you think about next time, you will not feel, for example, you hate someone in the past, right? When you practice meditation, you feel a lot of anger. A lot of anger coming, you know that anger. Then if the anger go away, this kind of anger will not come back in your mind again. Means you already clear up those kind of kilesa, right? Then saying that you know how to observe, then you observe the most of the time, then you feel less attachment coming in your mind, right? Less attachment. That's why every noting is very powerful, right? Every noting is very powerful. You are noting every moment, right? Every moment you are noting, actually the things are, if you know it, if you know very carefully, the thing will go away, right? But if you do not note, of course, those kind of kilesa can come, right? Can come every time. That's why when we know the object, we should know the object very carefully, right? Very carefully. Even you see the, even though we do the yogis to know the right thing, but right, don't forget it. There are four foundations of mindfulness, right? Kaya, Vedana, Siddha, Dhamma. There are four foundations of mindfulness, right? So when you see something, when you think about even your childhood, right? Even when you think about, right, say your student life, right? Even you remember about your 10 years old, right? Even you remember whatever you remember, right? Then the most important thing is know carefully, right? That's why, for example, so someone in the past, they are, for example, the soldier, right? So when the soldier come in, mostly they have a lot of anger, right? When the soldier come in to practice, they have a lot of anger because they were fighting in the war, right? So then they see a lot of aversion. Right, they see a lot of aversion. Then they see you scare, cannot sleep, right? So at that moment, the most important thing is observe carefully, scare, see anger, right? Anger. When you see anger, don't be disappointed. This is the right things to observe, right? This is the most important thing, right? We have to observe, right? When we see the anger, just know the anger, aversion, right? When you feel something, you like it, right? When I was interviewing the female yogis, so she feel not very good, right? So I asked her why, so she said that when she was about 20 years old, she watched the movie, right? Then when she practiced meditation, the movie came out, right? So she said that she see her mind like it, desire. So she thought it's something wrong because she is practicing meditation. She should not be seen like this, right? So she was upset or not happy. Then she said, "Sir, my meditation not very good." So I asked her why. So then she explained when she was, right, about 20 years old, she watched the movie. But when she practiced meditation, the movie came out. The address, right? She liked it. Then she was not happy. Then I do no, you must observe carefully, seeing. But if it does not go away, if you feel have desire, right, know the desire, know carefully. Then after 2 days, I ask, do you still see no? So they already go away, right? That's why when we practice meditation, some yogis think, when they practice meditation, they have to know the only rising falling. It's not true, right? So many yogis believe, oh, my CRO, right? So my CRO instruct me to know the rising falling only, right? When we see something, many yogis believe there's something wrong, right? Nothing wrong, right? So whatever we see in their mind, it is obvious, not carefully seeing, right? So, although one of our yogis, so she didn't tell me what she really had because I think she feels shy. So suddenly she would like to go back her country. So then I asked her why. So she said she is very shy to, right, explain that her experience. No, I can help you. But she decided to go back her country. So means sometimes some yogis don't understand the meditation purpose. We are not controlling our mind, right? We are observing the unconscious, seeing, right? Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, right? That we feeling, right? Then if the feeling does not go with you, even about 5 minutes, about 10 minutes, right? About 30 minutes, so on. It depends on the how strong the kilesa is, right? Then we must observe carefully, right? We must observe carefully. If you cannot observe carefully, then the kilesa stay in our mind, right? Stay in our mind. That's why, so when we observe right? See something, observe the kaya buli. This is the Buddha's way, right? Then you can see that a good disciple becomes disenchanted with all six set of the six. Disenchanted leads to the dispensation, which leads to liberation, right? Then the Buddha explains more, right? The bhikkhus depend on their eyes, forms, eye consciousness arise, right? So this is explaining more detail, right? Because there is a bhikkhus dependent on their eyes and forms, right? This is the Buddha explained directly. This is not my idea at all, right? Bhikkhus, this I just they brought the, from the bhikkhu body's translation from the Upanishad, right? Bhikkhus depend on the eyes of forms, right? Eye conscious, the three things, right? Depend on the eyes, then you see the forms, right? The eye consciousness arise, right? From seeing, right? So eye consciousness arise, the meaning of the three is the contact. Then they contact, right? Three contact. With the contact as condition, they arise as a feeling, feel as pleasant or painful, right? So neither painful nor pleasant. When one is touched by the pleasant feeling, if one delights in it, welcomes it, remains holding to it, then the delight, tendency to lust lies within one, right? When one is, just explaining about the good seeing, right? Explaining from seeing. As you see the, how do you say, the beautiful car, right? You see the very good movie, right? You see the, right, beautiful, the clothes, right? You see the beautiful house, right? You see the beautiful, right? So many things, right? Then you cannot note that the lobha kilesa lying within one, right? The lobha kilesa stay in our mind, right? Because we like it at the moment, we have the desire, we cannot note it, right? When one is touched by painful feeling, if one sorrows, griefs, laments, weeps, beatings, right? One's breath becomes distorted, then the underlying tendency to aversion lying within one, right? For example, when you love one, right? They're dying or pass away, right? At that moment, you are very, very painful. You cry a lot, right? Then, even though your husband, your wife, your son, right, your daughter, your grandfather, mother, your relatives passed away maybe about 10 years ago, maybe about 20 years ago. At that moment, when the loved one passed away, you feel a lot of grief, sorrow, lamentation. But even the 20 years ago, this kind of sadness still came out, right? For example, when you think about, remember something, then you feel suddenly sad, or you feel you miss them a lot, right? You feel, how to say, you feel not very good. You immediately went to the cemetery to see there, right? There's something, because the person feel very bad, right? Missing something, for example, when they are other families are happy, right? Then suddenly the person remember their husband or wife, daughter, son, right, whatever. Then they feel painful, right? Because at the moment when they feel, when the person passed away, then the sorrow, lamentation, right, came to one's mind. Then they cannot know that. Then every time when you see something, then the anger arises, right? The anger arises. The sadness, right? Aversion means here everyone, everything, right? Not only aversion, although sadness, worry, anxiety, like dosa means everything, right? You feel good or not good, right? As you feel not good, You feel not good, right? That dosa means, right? So whatever you feel sorry or bad, for example, about many people, right? So about in Burma in 1962, right? So the Burmese government, we call socialist, right? Socialist Burmese government became they have power, right? So from the democracy government. Then the socialist government declared, right, then everyone must be the same, right, the same level. So it means that they don't want to see you are very rich or you are very poor. They said, right, they want to be the one level. I don't know how to explain English. I think you understand, right? Then they took something from the wealthy families, right? So their idea is, right? Some families are very wealthy. Then they do everything, right? Whatever they own, because they want to share with others, right? Their idea is. Then many, many wealthy people became suddenly very poor, right? They do everything, house or their property, company, right? Then if someone is good, how to handle, they try to observe carefully. Because they already know that, right? Everything is, right? Impermanence, some people. Then when the Burmese government took everything from them, they still can handle their life. But some family, very, very bad, right? Even many family suddenly pass away because they don't know how to handle. Even some family, they still alive. But when they think about 35 years, about 25 years ago, they feel still very bad. Even they cry, right? So at that moment, many Burmese soldiers, police came to their house. Then they took everything. They have nothing, right? They were very rich. Suddenly they became very poor. So at that moment, they cannot forget it, right? They cannot forget it. Even someone, right now, they are moved to the United States. They are okay right now, right? They have their son and daughters. Their son, daughters are taking care very well. Whatever they want, they are okay. But their feeling is still not disappear, right? Because at that moment, they feel very hard, right? For their life, right? They trying very hard. They work very hard. Then they have the position for their family and for their daughter and son. But suddenly, they lose everything. Then, even though they have some business again, but when they think about this kind of experience, they still feel very, very hard, even crying. So it means their anger, aversion still in their mind. This we call kilesa. That's why we need to practice, right? If we practice, then we see, we have the sorrow, and we feel sad, we feel not very good. Then we know that, then the kilesa go away. Then, right, go away. That's why in Buddhism, we have the three ways to remove the kilesa. Three ways. One way is the paisila. The second way is that by samadhi concentration, right? That way is by wisdom. Wisdom means inside knowledge or we call ariya magga, right? Stream entry. The three ways we have the three ways to remove the kilesa. By samadhi, right? By concentration, you can remove the apparent kilesa, right? Apparent kilesa. When we have very good concentration, whatever appears in our mind, you feel good or not good. You feel sad or you feel sorrow. But if you know that you can see the sorrow will go away very clearly, right? The sadness will go away very clearly. It's depend on your concentration. If you have more concentration, you can know very quickly, right? If you have a little concentration, you can know later longer, right? If you have the very, very little concentration, you have to know very, very carefully, right? If you do not know very good concentration, do not have the good concentration or no concentration, then the yogi, the people feel sad, but they just said crying, but they finished. They actually, the kilesa stay in their mind, right? Then when they see something next time, they were crying again, right? They were feel sad again. Because at the moment when the kilesa appear in our mind, people cannot apply the concentration, right? When the people cannot apply the concentration, then the kilesa stay, that does not go away, right? Then we see, that's why the vipassana is very, very helpful for our life, right? In order to be peaceful life, in order to remove the apparent kilesa in our mind, every moment we note seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, everything, right? Then we see clearly we can remove the kilesa, right? This is the Buddha, right? So the Buddha's teaching, right? That's why the meditation is vipassana. It seems like when you come to DMC, right? So you have to pay about $25 for food, utility, right? But the benefit is huge, right? So when you go, but I'm not telling you not to go to see the doctor. I just gave an example, right? When you go to see the doctor gave you the medicine, but you can sleep one night, right? For example, if you cannot sleep, then you go to see the doctor. The doctor gave you medicine, but you can sleep only one night, right? You can relieve the sorrow, right? The something bad from your mind about one night. You sleep. Tomorrow you feel good. But the next day, if you don't take medicine, then the kilesa can come in your mind again, right? Can come means this meditation is the cheap, right? But the benefit is huge. But the problem is many people are lazy, right? Many people are lazy, right? They don't want to concentrate. That's why they don't see their meditation benefit, right? If we really try, if we have good concentration, we clearly see the meditation benefit, right? So many people are lazy to meditate because, of course, many people like it, right? So present sensation. Even some people, they are eating something, then at the same time, they are listening to music, right? The people like it so much, right? They are eating something at the same time, right? They are watching they are using the internet, they are listening to the music, right? They are enjoying, right? A lot of things. So that's why if they can do meditate, it's very hard for them to concentrate, rising, falling, all that, right? It takes time. But if you improve, then so you see the a lot of benefit, right? Then we'll go another way, right? Where we are, right? So when one is touching by neither painful nor pleasant feeling, right? If one does not understand it is actually is the origination, the disappearance, the great purgation, the danger, the escape in regard to that feeling, then the underlying Dhanandisudu, ignorance lying with ones, right? Because that one share here now make the end of suffering without abandoning the underlying, right? Because the yogi do not observe them, the delusion, right? Because the delusion, the yogi cannot observe them. That's why the delusion, right? So they stay their mind. The tendency do the less for pleasant feeling. Like you can see. Tendency do less for pleasant feeling without a pollution, the underlying tendency to aversion toward the painful feeling without exaggerating the underlying tendency to the ignorance in regard to neither painful nor pleasant feeling without abandoning ignorance and arousing true knowledge. This is impossible. Bhikkhus depend on the hear, sounds, right? Iya consciousness arise dependent on the mind. Mind object, mind consciousness arise. The meeting of the three is conduct with the conduct as condition. They arise at the feeling, feel as pleasant or painful, neither painful nor pleasant. Because that the one should hear, now make end of suffering without abandoning the underlying tendency to lust for pleasant feeling, without abandoning ignorance, arousing true knowledge, it is impossible. Then you can see the number 34. Because dependent on the eyes forms, right? Eye consciousness arises, the meeting of the three is conduct. With the conduct as condition, there arises a feeling as pleasant or painful, neither painful nor pleasant. When one is touched by the pleasant feeling, it does not feel in it, right? Where can it remain whole to it? Then the underlying tendency to lust does not lie within the mind, because you observe, right? Seeing, right? Where one is touched by the painful feeling, it does not sorrow, grief, lament, right? Lament, does not weep, pity, that one's breath becoming distorted, then the underlying tendency to aversion does not lie within one, because you observe, right? So where one is touched thereby, neither painful nor pleasant feeling, if one understands as the actually it's the origination, disappearance, like gratification, right? Danger, then escape in regard to the feeling, then the underlying tendency to the ignorance does not lie within the one, right? Because that one share here. Now make end of the suffering, right? Because abandoning the underlying tendency through lust for the pleasant feeling, by abolishing the underlying the tendency through aversion toward the painful feeling, by attributing the underlying tendency to ignorance in regard to the neither painful nor pleasant feeling, by abandoning ignorance, arousing true knowledge, it is possible, right? Because you observe, right? Everything you see, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, right? Feeling, everything you observe, then the bliss cannot arise, then we have the wisdom arise, right? Wisdom arise. Many people, why many people suffering? Because bliss, attachment, right? Lobha, dosa, moha. Because the lobha, dosa, moha, people are suffering. If we don't have the lobha, dosa, moha, we will not have the suffering, right? Because we are suffering because lobha, dosa, moha. If we don't have the lobha, dosa, moha, we will not have the suffering, right? If we have the lobha, dosa, moha, we will have the less suffering, right? If we have the a lot lobha, dosa, moha, we will have the a lot of the suffering, right? From seeing, hearing, right? So, but we have to understand the Buddha doesn't say, right? You have to throw everything you own, right? You can keep it, but you should not attach it, right? The Buddha teaching is very clear, right? You can have the family, you can have the position, right? You can have the, right, for your life, right? Of course, without money, no one can survive, right? So you can make the money, you can have the job, right? You can have the house, you can own the property, but do not attach too much, right? If you have too much attachment, right, then you have to worry too much, right? Too much, then you are suffering a lot, right? Because you have attachment too much, right? You're too much attached. If we have the less attachment, then, right, feel very, very freedom, right? That's why the Buddha, right, they allow the monks only own ropes and bow, right? Ropes and bow, right? The Buddha allow us only ropes and bow. We have the ropes for wearing bow. When we have the bow, right, we can go Amsterdam, not in the United States, right? In the United States, People do not understand, right? So the last year, right? Last year, I go back to Burma, I carry my book. So the Taiwanese immigration officer, they thought my book as a bone, right? They have the doubt because I carry my bone, the my bone is right, like this one, right? So they have a doubt. They are watching me very closely. I don't know, right? Finally, the immigration officer came to check my book. I have to open my book, right? Because they scared that, right? Osama bin Laden, right? They scared Osama bin Laden. They scared the bone, right? So our book look like that, right? Bone. So that's why in the United States, it's impossible to go Amsterdam, right? So bad in Burma, right, in the United States, when we have the bow, right, we can survive, right, we can survive. So when I was in Thailand, so every Ubodhatade means that there are 4 days a month, right, say 1 week, so a day. When we go on strong, we get a lot of things, a lot, right, a lot of things we get because many people are Buddhist, right. Every time when we go on strong, then they give their food, water, medicine, many things. So even many, I want to say, when we go Amsterdam, about 25 monks, right? We have to push the right, the something, the wheelchair, something like that, right? So do carry the things. So that's why the Buddha's the idea is, right? Whoever would like to be free from everything, then they can become a monk, a nun, right? Then when we have the bow, then right, we have the robe for the hands. Then every morning we go Amsterdam, right? Then we have the food in this way, right? We can live, right? Even though we don't own so many properties, but the mind is very free, right? People worry because they are losing their job, right? Losing their position, losing their life, right? Losing their other things. Then if we do not have the attachment, then we feel more freedom, right? That's why the Buddha's teaching is, right? You have the family, you can be happy, right? Your life, but do not attach too much. We have to understand everything is impermanent, right? One day, right, everyone will have to leave everything, right? So that's why if we understand this teaching clearly, right, of course that you can work, you can survive, right? You can reduce your attachment, right? If you reduce your attachment, then you see the more clear your mind, more freedom your mind, right? So that's why today we call Satsanga Sutta, right? This is from the Buddha's teaching. This is not from the commentary, right? This we translated from the Pali. Pali means the Buddha's teaching directly. The commentary means the Shema Bodhgoda, the other, the monk, they make the more meaning, right? They write the more meaning from the Pali. So Pali means the directly from the Buddha, right? The commentary is someone make the more definition for the Buddha teaching to understand more. That we call commentary. Sub-commentary means that we make the more clear, right, meaning, sub-commentary. Commentary, sub-commentaries, so written by the Buddha's disciples. The Pali means that the Buddha gave this Dhamma Door directly, right? This tourist Dhamma Door is the Buddha's Dhamma Door from the Pali directly, right? I hope you understand. That's all for my talk tonight. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.